Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the premier community colleges in the entire country, Northeast Mississippi Community College. Say it's not too late to sign up for the second term of summer school classes, which begin next week. Just go to our website, nemcc.edu. You can also apply today for the fall semester, which will begin on August the 3rd. Time now to bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, and his weekly message.
Good morning to everyone, and thank you, Will, for the opportunity. To say these last 3.5 months have been trying, that's quite an understatement. But I'm pleased to say that today we have opened the college campus back up. This is July the 1st, so I've opened the college campus up, and everything seems to be running along smoothly. We know, and we always feared that, you know, something we would be left undone, and we would not be able to open the campus up. We evaluated the entire situation, considering last week the cases of COVID spiked up to over 1,000. That was certainly a concern. Then they came back down over the weekend, and pretty much now have kind of leveled out at a lower number. So we're watching it very closely moving forward. The main thing is that we want to make sure that our employees and our students and our clients that come onto campus, visitors, are safe, and that everyone is protected. So there are some guidelines in place. We released those yesterday concerning social distancing for hygiene, washing hands, the wearing of masks, and things like that. So our campus is wide open, and we're inviting people to come by and take care of business. We invite all of our students that are prospective students and current students that have questions to call us. If they can handle it by phone, would be absolutely fantastic. If they cannot handle it by phone, then please feel free to come by and visit us on campus, and we will help you. Of course, naturally, there will be some guidelines in place when you come on campus. If you are a student and you need to get inside Ramsey Hall for business office reasons, admissions, financial aid, housing, those type things, we're kind of monitoring the number of people that come into those offices because they can get crowded at times. We are requiring anyone who comes into Ramsey Hall to have a mask on. Campus-wide, we are requiring that everyone wear a mask if they're in the presence of one or more students or clients or visitors in their office area. So we're trying to take all the precautions and get them all in place. We now have signage. We have distancing signage in the floor, those type things, and the precautions that need to be made to keep everyone safe. So we're moving forward with everything as far as safety aspect of it. We are continuing to look forward to our in-service, which is coming up the week of the 27th of July. So we have about 3 weeks before we actually come back on campus with our faculty. And then, of course, August the 3rd, we're contemplating opening up for class. And that's the big date, I guess, that we need to contemplate out there and find out whether or not we're going to be able to maintain all the safety and guidelines when our students get here on campus. So I think with a collaborative effort from everyone, I think we should be able to do that and maintain a very safe environment for our students. Our students have many options, as I've mentioned earlier. They have the option of being normal classroom, face-to-face with their classes. They have an option of being part-time with their classes, hybrid classes, where they would not meet all the time, but part of the time online, part of the time face-to-face. And then, of course, we have our full-time online class schedule that a student can make if they so choose and feel uncomfortable. If a student does get on campus and feel uncomfortable after classes have started, they have the option of going with a hybrid situation or either going fully online. Our dorms are open, and our dorms are full for the most part. We have very, very few rooms that are left. So if you're interested in staying in the dorm, I would encourage you to get in touch with our housing office to make sure that you have a room here on campus. All the CDC guidelines and Mississippi State Department of Health guidelines and Northeast guidelines will be in place for our dorm students. So there is safety involved there incorporated too. And also our cafeteria, which was a concern for us, but we've got protocols in place for that, different schedules and those type of things. Our football season has been moved back 2 weeks. We will start our football season on September the 10th. Those players will report the 1st of August. Our Northeast band will be performing at our home games only. They will not be participating in any type of Christmas parades or anything like that where there's a large social gathering. So we are anticipating everything to get back to normal as much as we possibly can get it back to normal. That's pretty much all I have for us today. I do want to mention a couple of things. And, of course, the last 2 weeks has been really tough around campus because we've dealt with not only the normal things that have been going on with the COVID-19 issues and difficulties, but all of us experienced the loss of a great friend and colleague last week, Mr. Jeffrey Powell, who was a very, very important employee as far as the technology and the infrastructure within the technology. He was our instruction specialist on campus that dealt primarily with technology. And not only that, but Jeffrey Powell had a large part in practically all the offices on campus. So we will certainly miss our good friend and colleague, Jeffrey Powell. We are planning a memorial service for Jeffrey in the near future, and we will keep everyone informed of that and would invite people to come out and recognize Jeffrey in a memorial service. So we're moving forward with that, and also looking forward to opening up our campus for our students on August the 3rd. So we're up and running. We're going full speed, and we're going to make things happen. So I'm with saying that, I want to say thank you to all of our employees. You have done such a tremendous job. The Northeast spirit has been so impressive, and the cooperation level has been at the highest that I think that I've ever seen it, because everybody is willing to jump in and help everyone else out. So we're so appreciative of all of our employees and the work that they have done. So in saying all that, we will look forward to the July the 4th holiday. We will close the campus on Friday, July the 3rd, in recognition of July the 4th. And, of course, the weekend would be July the 4th weekend. We do encourage you to be very conscientious about your surroundings and your crowds, and stay away from large crowds. Wear masks whenever you possibly can and need to, but just be careful out there and make sure you take care of yourself and be safe. So, saying all that, everyone have an enjoyable 4th of July weekend. And as always, go Tigers.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ford, for your time. As always, lots of information in this week's message as well. Can't thank you enough once again for your time. Hey, before we wrap this one up, don't forget you can also stay up to date with everything happening here at Northeast Mississippi Community College by following us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. Just follow Northeast Mississippi Community College. But for now, we will wrap up this week's show. Special thanks to Michael Miller for all he does to get us on the air this week and every week for Tiger Talk. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.